Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You think the best team is what?
I think the best team right now is LA Chargers.
Can we stop getting slapped down every time you call them San Diego? Like, I'm at NBC, and they got this cute little bucket.
I'm with Lou.
You're supposed to, like, put it in a bucket.
They took our idea.
You call them the San Diego Chargers, and everyone's like, you stupid idiot.
Hashtag idiot.
What are you, stupid?
You are dumb.
I mean, he's stupid. He's a baseball player.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. Thanks for your knowledge.
San Diego. The top five quarterbacks according to WAR. Number five. Give it to me. Tom Brady.
I'm not sure what we're going with this.
I don't want to hear Max talking about some Cliff.
You don't want to hear about Cliff.
Kingsbury here. It's time to rise up.
Yes. Yes. We got it, baby.
Right now.
Chuck, good morning to you.
I'm like Neo. Like, we can see it. We can see straight.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I'll say this, though. We have it a lot better here in New England because we're sitting here talking about a playoff game. And
always talking about
a playoff game. Yeah, and granted, it might not be as good of a chance as they've had in the past, but they still have a chance in all of this. Meanwhile, I'm listening to the fan this morning at 10 o'clock, and they're absorbing the news that Adam Gase is their new head coach.
Yeah,
and
they recycled him. From your division. You've seen him twice a year. And he's not sexy. He's not young.
They are
He's okay looking.
They are so
pissed.
But
he used to be a
boring player.
Yeah,
at least in Arizona, it's still discussion, right? It's risky. You don't think it's going to work, but it's still kind of sexy.
Yeah, yeah. People are curious. People are talking about your team.
But here's don't know. Hey, maybe he's great.
You could
hit
the
lottery. What do we know about him? Instead, you give me a boring guy that we know about.
Mm-hmm. But you know, he fits them all.
What mold is that?
He's a quarterback whisperer.
Let me tell you
something. If it's the mold, but let me ask you.
I'm still blown away that is not Mike McCarthy's job. Blown away. Like, again, people forget that he was the head coach when Rodgers was the backup quarterback for a couple years. That he was the head coach when Aaron Rodgers stepped on the field for the first time as a starter in his first year, second year, third year, fourth year. He gets no credit in developing a young quarterback into one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time whatsoever.
Well, wait a minute.
But yet he gets all the blame for how it ended like he's some idiot. Meanwhile, you want to talk about a guy that can develop a quarterback? I'd say Mike McCarthy's got a pretty good resume that people are ignoring.
I don't think you're being fair to Adam Gase. He developed Peyton Manning. Oh, no, that's right. Peyton Manning was really good before Adam Gase got him in Denver. And then he goes to Miami, and look at the difference in Ryan Tannehill in the last 3 years. Oh, there's no real difference.
We can't see the field.
He's still the same guy he was 3 years ago. No, it's a great point. But, you know, McCarthy does not fit them all. He's a little bit up there in age, and he doesn't fit the type.
Mm.
He's not, I hate to say it, he's not the Sean McVay type.
Aaron Rodgers has destroyed Mike McCarthy.
He has destroyed.
Absolutely destroyed Mike McCarthy, because that should have been his job. All these great young quarterbacks you need to develop, man, you got to go back and look at early in his career at Green Bay. You don't give him any credit for any of that stuff?
Nope.
Ruined him because he decided he wanted to start doing his things his way.
Every one of these coaches, all these guys all the guys that are getting fired, except a couple of them this year especially, were supposed to be quarterback guys. Former quarterback coaches, offensive assistants, that went through the ranks, offensive coordinators, right? Because that's the progression. You want to be a head coach? Don't hang out on the defensive side. Like, if you want to be start off there,
It's a cycle right now.
But the cycle will always be that. You'll have some defensive guys, some tough guys.
Rex Ryan, remember, there was the cycle of defensive coaches.
Well, Rex Ryan, but he was more personality than anything. Well, at least you found out he was personality.
Defensive coordinator down in Baltimore, remember?
No,
start.
Okay, but other than that, it's always going to be like 5-1. It's always going to be the offensive-minded coach is always going to have the advantage.
Yeah, because that's where the game is.
Yeah, which is so funny. It's still defense. It's still defense.
Make up your mind. Which way are we going?
No,
so they're making a mistake, you're telling me.
I feel like they're just, you can always, they're blinded by, like, I'll take Cleveland, for example. You had the perfect situation in Cleveland. You had a defensive-minded coach. You had a good offensive coordinator that related to your young quarterback.
And worked with him every day.
Yeah, and you had the head coach who was a badass, tough SOB, who was also defensive-minded. But also, that team took the character and personality of Greg Williams, not Kitchens. They didn't take his personality. He took Greg Williams' personality, and then they booted him and said, you know what? We got to stay on trend now. Yeah. Let's keep the offensive coordinator.
See, that's a good point. It's more about the climate that you set within that locker room, and that's a leader who does that. That's mm-hmm. not an individual X and O guy who is a department head. So what they did is they took a department head who did a really good job with the quarterback, and they took him away from the quarterback. Now, he'll spend time with him, but he won't spend the same type of time because he has new duties and responsibilities. He's the leader now. He's the guy that's got to set the whole climate of the entire locker room. I agree. It's a chancy thing. It's a risky thing they're doing.
I love the Greg Williams release to the fan base.
It was good.
I mean, really, you're reading it, and you just listen, we all said this before, like, you know, long-term, Greg Williams, does he scare you? Absolutely.
Sure does.
But even, like, the way he said it to his fans, he was proud of this organization, he'll always be proud of this city and this fan base, and he was happy to give this fan base what they deserve. Finally, winner.
He did.
Because of what his record was. What was he? Was he 5-2? I forget, something like that, right? 5-3. But
look that up, guys.
Finally, the Cleveland Browns won some games under this guy. You know, and then he's just writing a letter saying, you know, basically, good luck in the future, though, because I'm out of here. You know,
and they were 5-3. It's just 5-3 during that period.
Yeah,
it is. It's almost
that's
like
amazing, though. That's more of a that to me is you didn't hire the interim coach. So those two must have a really good relationship. Like
I think you just brought up an excellent point, though. I don't think they liked his makeup, his emotional makeup. Remember when it was him and it was Todd Haley? Those were two knuckleheads.
Yeah, but they got rid of one crazy guy. They left only two crazy guys too much.
But they're both
one is good.
They're both extremely emotional guys.
You look at effort first. I'm going to kill him at halftime.
But what did Greg Williams do in that 5-3 run? He brought that emotion to
defense,
that team.
Defense is pretty good.
Yes.
Well, can you imagine
and you got a great defensive player, Myles Garrett.
Imagine if Greg Williams was black. Or,
You know what? Are we going there now? I guess so.
No, I'm just saying he turned his team around and got fired.
Yeah.
Here's a white guy.
Yeah. True.
That turned his team around.
Well, lucky for the Browns.
Got the Browns to finally win football games and they got rid of him. See, they don't see color of skin.
Yeah.
They just see stupid.
Right.
Like teams just see stupid. Right? Whether it be Wilkes, Arizona, they moved on from after 1 year. Maybe not smart. Greg Williams, guy turned it around. I don't, was it him? I have no idea, but he got that defense playing at a high level, and they started winning football games, and they got rid of him, and they said the offensive coordinator to go get him.
Which is amazing. Coach. And Greg Williams is right. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally
is right.
Finally, we figured it out. No. We can't have you in the building. You're not. It wasn't you. That boggles my mind. And I hate to say it, but this could easily crumble. Crumble. They haven't figured anything out now. They're building all this on emotion and their hatred for Hugh Jackson. And, like, you know, Greg Williams fixed this situation.
It's all risky going forward. But getting back to the issue of if he were a black coach, you could look at that situation and say, you're right. If it were a black guy that were getting fired, people would be up in arms. You could look at the Marv Levy thing Marv Lewis thing and see how long he was able to stay there. And if it were the opposite, you'd be sitting there saying, what would people be saying?
You know.
And to me,
I know.
The people
I just think owners do stupid things. No matter what color your skin is.
Exactly.
But you know what the talk would be if he was, you know. But we're just talking about Greg Williams deserving to get another shot with this football team because he went 5-2. He took the quarterback coach, made him the offensive coordinator. Haley was gone. You know, so was it all Kitchen as the offensive coordinator? Because that defense looked pretty damn good in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, I think the owners right now are the ones that are meddling. That apparently is what happened in New York. It was, Johnson's kid's first name? Chris, is that what it is? I think it's Chris. He's the one apparently had made the move. And he's like something. You know what he likes about Gase? Because every time he goes to the game, because he probably doesn't know an awful lot about football, but when he goes to the game and they're playing the Miami team, you know, that team that has the teal or whatever, over the last 3 years, do you know what the Jets' record is against Adam Gase? It is 1-5. So he's looking at it saying, oh, my God, he beats us every single time. He's got to be a genius. He beats us every single time.
Yeah, the Jets
and his word again.
And to beat us,
right.
You got to be something special.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
So
everybody
hard.
Else beats you. What are you talking about?
Sean McDermott.
5-1 against us. That's not an easy record to have against us.
It's owners. I think that's the biggest.
Yeah.
the biggest boobs you've got going right now. But I think what people are doing, they're stereotyping them. They're all these old white guys, and so therefore they have to be racist. So it's got to be about race. No, it's about stupidity. That's what it's about.
What are you, an old white guy?
Here's John in Mattapan. Hello, John.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's up, John?
Just wanted to take a minute to tell you guys about how it used to really work in the city, right? So in other words, with this situation, what am I saying? Like,
I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, the gambling, right, Big O?
Okay.
Real professional gamblers that I used to see when I was growing up would never gamble a bet on laundry. Like, oh, the Patriots. Like, for example, right, Lou, in baseball, they would always bet on pitchers, not on teams. They would say, I'll bet on this pitcher. Now, in football, they would bet on the quarterbacks, not the teams, the laundry. And look at what's going on now. The teams that are really, you know, have a chance, they all have great quarterbacks, and that's why the Patriots, they have a chance any day that Tom Brady puts his helmet on.
Yeah, but, John, are you saying that people don't think that Patriots have a chance? Like, no one's...
They're favored.
No one's saying that.
They're favored.
Well, I'm saying to myself, right, I watched this group of men here come through this year, and at the first half of the year, let's say, I thought it was more like the teams we saw for that 10 years in the whole resume of the Patriots, you know, for Brady and Belichick that you guys never talk about. You know, that 10 years we didn't win a Super Bowl. This is what I saw at the beginning of the year. But I don't think anybody told this group of players for the Patriots this year. You know, they don't – that doesn't seem to faze them at all because they just keep going out and playing really good football. You know, I think they should be confident because they can play like, you know, the DNA business, the Swiss Army knife. You know, this team can do that. But the question in my mind, is it going to be good enough?
Well, if they don't, all those DNA things that Bruschi was talking about, and that's the concern. So when he says DNA, I'm surprised you didn't jump on that because really that's the road DNA of this team, correct?
Yeah.
Like that, what he talked about, that's in the DNA of this team.
They're different.
It's the DNA on the road. But I don't know, because I just think like, you know, baseball, you think about mental toughness, winning on the road, it's different, right? There's a whole, so many games, winning on the road, it's about travel and everything else. But that mental toughness to win on the road, that's what it takes to win the postseason. So if they don't have it in the road during the regular season, do they have it in the postseason? That's where I'm concerned. I'm concerned the road playoff.
They're playing at home.
I'm concerned that the road Patriots show up at home because it's now the playoffs. The things ratchet up a little bit, and you got to be mentally tougher in the postseason. Well, you know, the first test we have is on the road during the season. They don't look very good. So that's what my concern is. I mean, if they play error-free football, sure, but I'm not going to be surprised when we're sitting here Monday and we're talking about some of these things that you thought were sort of fluky.
Well, I feel
pop
like
up here on Sunday.
I feel like the I was thinking that the exception to the rule was all those games, the Lions, the Tennessee, Jacksonville, Miami. What I feel like the outlier is, what the exception is the Chicago game. Like that's the one that is that
only
is
because
the one.
They want it though.
Well, my point is, but because what they really are is what you saw in Jacksonville, what you saw in Detroit, what you saw in Tennessee, what happened in Miami, what happened in Pittsburgh. That's who they are. They're not the outlier. See, that's the rule. Like, the exception is what happened in Chicago. Wow, you guys actually figured this out. Wow, that game is the exception to the rule. The trend, the personality, the DNA are all the losses on the road.
Except they're playing a home game this week.
I know, but
so you have to listen, if they were playing on the road, okay, and they didn't get themselves a buy out of this and they ended up playing on the road, I'd feel totally different about this game. As tough a game as I think this is, I don't think they're going to do the same foolish things that they've done on the road. They're at home.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my initial assessment. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to be convinced that I'm not going to see ghosts. I'm not going to bail out. I'm staying true. I'm sticking with it.
You never do. You change from day to day.
This time I mean it.
All right. We'll give
this time I mean it.
We will give our picks coming
we'll
up in the next segment. But before we do that, our guy Chuck, you know the medical salesman?
Yes.
The guy Chuck, our medical salesman here in Boston, he invaded another talk show today. And the talk show actually loved our guy Chuck.
Loved me.
Loved it.
Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Chuck.
Mac from Boston.
Chris.
Chuck. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts.
Hey, how you doing?
My wife is from Kansas.
You wouldn't know a good cup of clam chowder if I threw it in your face.
I'm a Pats fan living in New York.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm in Denver. I work in medical sales. I'm selling stuff out here. I'm running down to Boulder, Colorado. Love Boulder.
The only Rodney we respect out here on the East Coast is Rodney Harrison.
And this is Christian Fourier.
No, it isn't Christian Fourier.
Come on, Christian. If it's you, you can do much better than that. Come on.
It's just so bad.
Got a cold. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Well, thanks for the call, Chris. Really enjoyed it. Bill is up next in Nashville. Bill, go right ahead.
That may be one of the great calls we've ever had.
All right, later.
Shout ahead.
Our guy Chuck, he's a medical salesman by night. He's a talk show stalker by day. In his office, he has a map of the United States of America. He's got pins on all these cities as he invades.
Trying to hit everyone.
And so what did he do this week? He invaded San Diego, California. He didn't go to L.A. Worked his way up from San Diego.
Tried to go to L.A.
He'll go there next. And apparently he invaded Dan Cilio's show, The Fan, in San Diego.
Chuck, good morning to you. Thanks for coming aboard The Fan.
What a pathetic excuse for a franchise. What a pathetic excuse for a franchise. The Chargers. Really? That was a nice attempt at trying to disrespect the New England Patriots. You did a good job, but not good enough.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Get rid of the wine.
Yes.
Did you feel uncomfortable?
You're not Saul Rosenberg anymore.
You don't sound like the Jerky Boys anymore.
No.
Get that.
It's coming. But I took some advice because I didn't want them hanging up on me. I didn't want you guys giving me a hard time.
How did it work out?
Well, it worked out good because, like, I feel like I couldn't come out at 100%. Like, I couldn't come out, at 10. I had to come out at 4, right?
Okay.
Couldn't come out again. They let me go.
So you just sort of got going, revved up
a
little bit.
Yes, because I can't go full Jermaine
Wiggins
right off
the bat. I like the approach.
Not good enough, my friend.
Okay, so this is not the same Patriots team, though, man. Am I right?
No. See, that's why you guys out there, out in the sun, you get blinded by the heat, and you don't see straight. That's what happens, right? So I'm like Neo. Like, we can see it. We can see straight. We know that this team, despite all their challenges, they're still better than the Chargers. I mean, come on. We're talking about the Chargers.
I like that. The Neo. It gets the Neo in there.
The Chargers.
The thing is, like, what's it? They just can't just, okay, so it's fine.
You're morphing into Wiggy right now. Slowly.
All right, let's go. You can tell what the motivation was. So here's the next part of the call. Okay, here you go.
I should take trips to San Diego with the Pats.
Wait, did you catch that?
I made a mistake.
He almost outed himself because listen again.
I used to play San Diego.
I should take trips to San Diego with the Pats, as a fan, just so I could go to see the Chargers, and just because it was sunny, not because we like the Chargers or they're any threat. The Chargers have never been any good. They're never going to be good. This is all one big giant conspiracy theory that they're good. I don't see it. We don't believe it. You're not going to win. You're going to take this long trip all the way to the East Coast, lose all over again, and then go all the way back to a city that hates you. L.A. doesn't want you. They don't like you. They'd rather watch the Clippers or the soccer team you got out there. What is the soccer team?
The Galaxy, yes.
The Galaxy. Oh, and they play in Carson. That's what they play high school football games. I mean, come on. Nobody cares.
They're laughing with you.
They
play Carson.
Johnny Carson. So, as you can see, I'm getting better at it.
Oh, yes.
And it's getting better.
I think this is a better one.
The key is to stay
on. How long has this gone so far?
Almost 2 minutes.
And they don't know who he is yet.
No clue.
This is unbelievable. This is much better. Chuck, much, much better job.
And it gets better from there.
Chuck, you have to listen to 8:50 Pacific time because you've now just become, I'm just going to nominate you right now for Clip of the Day.
Oh, my God.
They love you. Who's that?
Oh, that's
Who
Dan
is that?
Cilio.
Is that Cilio?
Yeah. That's Cilio.
Yeah. Clip of the Day.
That's happened twice.
But it gets and you have to promise me when the Chargers go up there and beat the pants off the Patriots, that you'll call back and apologize to me. And if they win, you may still have another opportunity, but your dynasty's done, dude. It's over.
Hey,
finished.
Hey, Tasha Henry even playing this time? You guys got a Henry and a Gates. All we need is a Gronk. You're worse than the Clippers. The Clippers get more respect than the Chargers. Are you kidding me?
Chuck, hang on. Tell him. I got to get Derek Williams.
All right, so hold on. So they got to get to who? So they bail on me.
They had a guess.
They have a bigger name.
Who was it? I think it was Eric Williams from ESPN was calling in.
Eric Williams?
Who is that?
The great from Providence College?
Is he a football player, basketball player?
I think they were on to talk football.
So wait a minute. You're the clip of the day? And they're moving off of you to go to ESPN? That's the problem. That's why that station's in 13th place. They go to those stupid ESPN guests.
Is it Eric with a C or a K? Honestly, who is Eric Williams?
So they hang up at the end of the call where he kind of admits that you might have been on to something.
Tell him. I got to get Derek Williams. There's a lot of that. What he said is right. The charges.
A lot of what he said is
the
right.
The charges are going to Beantown. No shot.
Wait a minute, he actually said a lot of what you just said was right?
No, so here's what happens, though, right?
Save that.
So they put me on hold, and the guy, the producer, says, hey, listen, can you please call back? Please call back. And I'm like, I'm selling medical sales. I'm in and out of the car all day. We don't have that because I was calling from from a landline.
They wanted you to call back on the show after Eric Williams was done?
Yes, they asked me to call back.
It's like Mustard and Johnson.
Celia, like, he's got a good point.
Yeah. However, Celio must have gotten a talking to because you have it when I called back, right?
Yeah, this is
you quit.
So wait a minute.
You called back?
Yes, I called back.
Why aren't you obedient with us? Why do you don't follow the rules here?
I wanted to see
how Dan Celio's producer tells you to call back. You go, I got to call back.
Well, I didn't call. Listen, I wasn't going to do it. And I was like, you know what? Let me just see if what'll happen next, because Celio actually they drop a little bit for him and he gets a little argumentative, a little defensive.
Yeah,
I would say he gets aggressive with me.
I would say so too. Well, this went on for almost 3 minutes. I had to cut it down.
Oh my god!
This is what happens when Fourier calls back. Is Chuck from Boston?
Chuck, good morning to you, man. You got something else to say about Patriots and Chargers?
No, just like the Patriots, I'm never done.
Okay.
It's never over.
Okay.
It's never.
Your quarterback now, he can't even throw. Wait, hang on. Listen, no. I'm going by what we're seeing this year, not by his history. His history's legendary. You're only as good as the last couple games you played, and if you're telling me Jets and Bills is Buffalo your barometer,
we beat the Buffalo Bills, we beat the Jets.
Oh my God, right. Almighty! Beating BC and BU.
I got one name for you. You ready for this?
This will
make you feel great. Ready for this one?
Yes.
Ready? Marlon McCray. How about that guy? How about that dude? Do you even know who that guy is?
You know who Nick Foles is? Nick Foles and Eli beating the great one. Holy cow, that's iconic.
You know who House Ballard is?
He just threw out House Ballard and Celio.
Hey, let me give you another one, Junior. How about this one here? Wait a minute. Chuck, go back to your chowder, man. How you doing?
He hung up on him.
He finally hung up on him.
You know, House Ballard is?
I got to put House.
House is got to be in every single one.
Yeah. He's got to find a way to put House in there.
Who House Ballard is?
You did some research.
He knew who House was,
you
though.
You did some research.
Yeah, like you went on your computer.
You went on your computer.
I can tell you, Celio was so excited because you actually called back. Probably the only caller he had all morning.
Yeah, he was like, this is old school. This is the good stuff I used to like.
Yeah.
You know, I missed that Boston radio stuff.
He tried out up here for a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't think it worked out.
Crazy.
He's a good dude. Celio's a good dude.
I like him.
He's
at least entertaining, but he bounces around. A little dangerous.
That's all right. I mean, he'll fit right in.
Google it, Ryan. I think he's been suspended or fired. Like,
but here's the thing.
Who hasn't in this business?
Okay. Perfect. You ain't nobody until you've been suspended.
Yeah, I was gonna say he fits right in. Maybe him and I will have a show together.
Lou, I gotta give him credit.
This, my own wolf
this actually was a good call.
The Chargers have never been any good. They're never gonna be good. This is all one big giant conspiracy theory that they're good. I don't see it. We don't believe it. You're not going to win. You're going to take this long trip all the way to the East Coast, lose all over again, and then go all the way back to a city that hates you.
The thing is that here's what I've been.
Good points.
Yeah, I know that's what he says. So the crazy thing is that you guys think this is just some. This is like I don't research this and I don't put any time or effort into this.
I don't think
this.
You did. You didn't know the soccer team.
I listened to so many. I didn't know the soccer team. No, I did not know.
You could have came
team.
Back and said they
the galaxy.
Love the galaxy. They would have loved that if you knew the soccer team.
I know.
But, I thought they were the Aztecs.
All these other stations are mocking the Patriots, mocking the fans, using the same little. Crappy ass little
does that.
Accent that I use, and they're doing it. They did it for like an hour, and I was like, "Oh my god!" They like people and people go, right, that voices. No, it's exact. Here's the thing about people from California: they actually believe that's the way people sound. Like honestly,
it is.
You're from you don't sound like that.
Maybe I don't.
You don't sound like that. Wiggins is going to downtown. Sounds like that.
I was good on the L Street, and you tell me what they sound like.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, a lot of people do sound like that.
Go to downtown Lynn. I can tell you that right now. You'll hear a lot of that. They do sound
I got another one just made the list, though.
What do you mean?
What happened?
Well, I can't let some random radio station in North County, San Diego, mock the fine people of Massachusetts. I can't allow that to happen. You're okay with that?
This was another station that we're mocking?
Oh, I got another one. Oh, yeah.
He said he was doing research this morning.
All he did was listen to San Diego
I did.
This is him working on his craft. Yeah. I'm going to call another show. We're going to hear this other show.
I believe he's from L.A. because that was a horrible Boston accent. And if I'm a Bostonian, I'm embarrassed. I'm a little upset that he put him in a pigeonhole like that.
That's our good friend. Is that Rodney Pete?
Oh,
Rodney
they were the ones
Pete.
That were like,
they were not happy.
They're
How
not.
Dare you?
Fred Rogan and Rodney P. were not
Everybody
happy.
Everybody in Boston sounds like a complete meathead. It becomes so disrespectful. Well, it's disrespectful to the people in the city.
Hell yeah. The area, the whole area.
I mean, if you enjoy being portrayed as some sort of knucklehead meathead that sounds like that and is so stereotyped, I feel sorry for you here.
I mean, Fred, you went back to Boston, and you're a local news guy here, and
please stop it, okay? Nobody know who the freaking hell
you almost went there.
Who the hell knows who the freaking hell Fred Rogan is? Nobody
they
knows.
They hate us because they want to be us.
I wonder why they think he's talking.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Nobody around here ever says anything
they
stupid.
Hate us. Because they jello for some. Oh, okay. They love it.
That's their idea.
I need to have Wiggy call in the Cilio show tomorrow just talk. And they say, oh, no, this is Fourier.
He's going to ask him to be a co-host.
I'm proud of you. You went long. You got two calls out
long.
Of it. Two
never
calls.
Heard that before.
No,
I love the callback. Okay. I'm like the Pats. I'm never over.
Hey, never Chuck, done. I know you're a busy guy, but can you call back? We got to talk to Eric Williams.
Yeah. Okay,
who? Thanks, buddy.
I should say to who?
That's unbelievable.
It's got to be Providence College legend, Eric Williams.
Lou,
former Celtic.
Two calls, and they never figured out who the hell it was.
Here's the thing. Is I'm on Celio's show.
You've
been a guest on that show, right?
Why would they ever know that?
And he didn't figure that out?
Yeah, they could guess. Why would they guess it's him?
Because he's been on the show.
Because I've told Cilio. Because we've seen Cilio at the Super Bowl tons of times.
Yes.
And he was right next to us, just like Defoe, just our guy Defoe. We always end up hanging out together. And
we weren't.
And I remember Cilio going, "Nah, man, I heard those prank calls. You did a good job." I was like,
"I'm Jeff DeForest."
They had to really kind of tone it down.
They all know about the big lug over here. They all know what he does.
Utility guy.
That's the guy I want doing prank calls.
Does
he do like a weekend show or his own show?
I think he's got a podcast.
Loopy, actually, Loopy. The co-host of that show. I was totally wrong yesterday. He's not just
the
producer.
You said he was the producer.
No, he's the producer / co-host.
Or something you want to be.
Dual role.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but he's got like a little podcast. You should like actually go to his go to their website, and then he's actually dropping podcasts solo.
I'm actually thinking about leaving this show and going and producing the Jeff DeForest show.
Oh,
seems like a lot of fun.
Good.
Bring Luby back here.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to train Ryan from
you guys want to take Luby? I'll go down to Jacksonville or South Beach, wherever they broadcast out of.
Doesn't seem to take up much space. It's perfect.
Yeah, you'll never get in trouble down there with DeForest. Don't worry about it.
All right,
he's never had any issues.
617.
Well, maybe
give
a couple.
The call.
Maybe a couple.
What's the number, Glenn?
Maybe a couple, but they're in the past. They're in the past.
Like all you of know? Us.
I'm looking to the future. I don't look in the past anymore. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls. What you think. Is everybody feeling a little bit concerned about this game? We'll give you our picks coming up as well in the next segment. And next hour, we give away a Tom Brady autograph football.
A show with range.
Gee whiz. I sure hope you hit a home run.
Oh, this is awful.
It's amazing. You're getting typecast as the
That's my point.
Show idiot.
I have range.
Back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jake.
Come on, you know he's guilty, right? You guys know he's guilty. Like, everybody, oh, I did do it. They sent it to my wife. It's not my fault. Everybody ends up being guilty. That guy's a credible guy, that sly guy. That's a stand-up guy. You know he's speaking the truth.
Jake, are you in Boston?
No, I'm in Denver.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Denver. I work in medical sales. I'm selling stuff out here. I'm running down to Boulder, Colorado. Love Boulder. They're heading down to Pearl Street. I'm going to sell some stuff down there.
Hey.
Come on, Jake. You know better than that.
Jake, call us again, man. That may be one of the great calls we've ever had.
All right, later.
Wow. Unbelievable.
They love you, these people.
Oh, they do. Awards. Do they realize you're actually a drug dealer that when you're selling medical
Who'd
sales
you call there?
And
like
you're doing
Denver?
It at night?
About Peyton Manning or something?
Yeah, that was the Al Jazeera report.
Yeah.
That's
really
good. 2.5 years ago.
But some of the markets you call, you got to admit, you know, like you call New York or Philly, they might just be like, yeah, I'm done with you.
We
got a million of you on hold. Like, we got a million of them on hold.
Yeah, the ones that I find are the best are the ones that
you
are the most
Denver?
Desperate for info and calls.
You call San Diego or L.A.? They're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah,
this is
they
excitement.
Love it.
This is life.
Let's go to Eddie in a car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, a couple of things. Christian.
Yeah.
That's the best you've ever done. You actually managed to change your voice to the point where you can't even recognize it.
I agree.
You couldn't have called a better guy than Cilio. I knew Cilio when he was down in Orlando. Matter of fact, you're right, Glenn. He was in Miami. He was in Orlando.
Oh, he's been everywhere.
He's been really angry in Tampa. Then he went out to San Diego. He got in trouble. He gets in trouble everywhere. But the one thing about it is he just let you go and go. And you know what, Christian? You get away with calling him back again and giving him another name and go through the whole routine.
I should try it again. I'll be like,
tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
Stuart's just gone.
Yo, honestly, Cilio was a mark. I mean, he was
beautiful.
Yeah.
He was targeted. We saw his name. We said, that guy's perfect.
Yeah.
Do we have any sister stations on the West Coast? Ooh, yes, we do.
Yes, Cilio. We do.
Got him.
I'd be just fearful that he finds out that you actually pranked him and there might be still a little road rage left in him.
Nah,
he might show up.
You, I don't know if you're tweeting that out. You should at mention him.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to at mention. Then I will get a text message saying, can you come on our show tomorrow?
All right, later.
Because now they want real Christian Ford to talk about the game. That's how it works.
Yes. But no, you know what? I don't think we can do it actually because I got to call back tomorrow. So don't.
Yeah, we got a bunch of irons
too late.
In the fire
I already tweeted.
He's a very busy guy. Look, he's got a whole
schedule. He's like, I got four things. I'm working.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Busy.
Lou and I will be sleeping.
I'm kind of sick of talking about this game.
Here's Jay in Providence. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know my confidence. If I had to go between 1 and 10, it's probably a 6.
Good. That's about right.
Let's do confidence levels. Good. You're at a 6.
That's right. Don't you think about 6.5, I would say.
That's accurate.
The reason I'm going to go with a 6 is because this is the time of year where teams, they exploit what they're really good at. And this team isn't really good at any one thing, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I'm not the best person to ask because I'm usually about a 6 for every playoff game, especially after the Giants beat us those couple times. Even last year, I know you guys didn't take it that seriously, but the Titans are coming in town, and I'm thinking, whoa, this defense is pretty good. Mariota's throwing touchdowns to himself. What's going to happen out there? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, we should do. Is that part of the, you know, is that the tradition here? Like, now, let's confidence level. How do you feel? ESPN does it, you know, with the quarterbacks, confidence level. Who do you have the most confidence in?
One last point. I think everyone should agree that this team does not win if the national anthem comes on and Stephon Gilmore is crying.
That's a good point. If I see that, hey, I'll say this. That's what live betting is for. But yes, if I see that, then
that's
I think we've got
point.
Some problems.
Pulling the bell.
I think we got some problems.
Yeah, I always think that's a everyone's going to be looking for that. I
remember, can that guy call back?
That was a good call.
That was Cilio.
Yeah, let's get him back.
That's a good number, though, right?
Six.
He says he's a 6 all the time, but I guarantee, like, just based on the way the Patriots are playing, and Tom Brady was an MVP of the league, we all knew that. Gronk was through the roof last year. He had to be at least an 8 throughout the entire postseason last year. You had to be. 8, 9, even, with what you saw all year from that team last year. This year, completely different. Six is about accurate.
Yep. Benny's in East Longmeadow. Hello, Benny.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Benny?
Two quick questions. Number one, do you guys still do the cake thing for the predictions? Because if so, I'm going to go 31-27 Pats.
That's and Mikey.
Mikey hasn't been here in like
that's
5 years.
That's the coffee cakes he used to give out. But I like it. What was your score?
31-27 Pats.
31-27. All right, I'll get
what's
you. Maybe
under?
Get you a
what's
cake if you
under?
Hit it.
What?
What is the over-under?
47.
47. Okay.
And a half,
that,
I think.
That makes
46.
Sense, yeah.
Yeah, you got the over.
I'm good with that.
All right, well, what's your point here, Benny?
Second question was just, do you guys think this is going to be more of L.A. versus the conditions of the weather or more Pats against talent?
Wait, what?
More of the Pats what?
Is it going to be more Patriots against talent of San Diego or L.A., sorry, or more L.A. versus the weather?
Oh, I think it's always the talent first, right? I'm not saying that the weather is not going to in some way be a factor because they're not accustomed to playing or practicing in this. The Patriots are practicing in cold weather all week, so it would be a factor. But it's always the talent versus over the weather, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't think so. I
remember the other night we did NBC with Troy Brown, and he was talking about the Tuck Rule game with Oakland,
yeah, right,
you know, in the snow. And he remember he was sitting there and said, we got them now. They're going to come in the snow, and they're not going to be able to. He's like, right away, he's like, Rice is catching balls over his head. They're running us out of the place and, you know, early on. And we're like, Jesus, these guys are from Oakland. And they're handling the snow better than we are.
Yeah.
Now, we don't all know how it ended. But he was kind of in that whole, you know, Sonny Michel. Oh, does he like the snow? Do we know if Sonny Michel likes the cold?
He's not played in one game where it's
Michelle.
Been crappy weather.
But I'm just, you know, there's...
We don't know.
Yeah.
We know Brady operates quite well in the snow. I think I saw the number 1-4, I think, Philip Rivers, when the temperature is below 35 degrees. It's going to be well below 35. I don't know if that's a factor. Is it going to affect him? Maybe he puts on, you know, layers and he feels...
Is this a scuba suit game for Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
But just something as small as that, Christian. You talk about coming in Thursday night and having one practice on Friday. So on Friday, you go out there to practice, it's going to be 28 degrees. You know, and you got all this stuff and you're throwing the football, you feel like you got too much stuff on.
Yeah.
You take that stuff off, you put some other stuff, and now you feel like, you know, you're getting a little bit too cold. So nothing else in practice, you're figuring out what the hell to wear. Get that. That's the last thing you want to be worried about going into a football game. What's my proper attire?
The thing that used to freak me out
the
most.
Yeah, but that's the thing that can mess you up,
But that's what I'm saying.
Sunday?
So you take care of that on Friday. If you're here on Friday, right, you just practice. You say, okay, I don't got to worry about my attire. This is going to be in my locker before because I now know what I can throw with what I feel good about. And I can throw a football in the cold. I can catch a football in the cold. I can get a handoff in the cold. Everything.
Yeah, but
it just makes too much sense to come and get one practice in this weather.
You know, people used to say, like, used to tell me, like, I hated the cold. They're like, you went to Colorado. I was in Colorado for 5 years, played in a ton of games, freezing cold, snow, you name it, played in it, practiced in it. And said, you should be used to it. The answer is that you never get used to it. Never.
No.
Never. So, and the biggest thing was, for me, was always, like, my shoes. Like, what type of shoes should I wear if it was snowing? And that was back when there was, you know, like, grass. Like, now everything's, you know, field turf, so it's not a deal.
With heaters underneath.
No, it's so true. Like, April baseball. Oh, great. I played April baseball my whole life. Does that mean I enjoyed it up here in Boston? No, it sucked. It sucks. You don't like anything about it. You know, and it's, I guess, the only difference is that I think maybe the more you play, you stop whining about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, like, during the game, you stop bitching about it. You know, you don't come in after the first drive or something and say, man, it's cold, man. I'm freezing. I'm cold. You cold? I'm cold. We're both cold. You know, like,
if they're cold.
After playing a while, you're cold, but you don't bitch about it. And that's where it can affect you.
I once got shamed so badly for wearing sleeves at one of the home games here in Foxborough.
Why would anybody shame you if it's cold out? Why would
because
you not wear sleeves?
Because they're supposed to get extra
credit. Because
you're
going to be the hardo that's going to sit there with the short sleeves?
Yeah, and I was looking at everybody like freezing their ass off and just like jumping around a lot. I'm like, wait a second. Like, it doesn't affect me if I catch the ball. Like, it's not going to affect my blocking. I'm not going to run any slower. Like, why do I have to kind of like get in line with all these knuckleheads that are completely just coating their arms with Vaseline.
I think you're crazy.
Like, is that like, oh, it's going to cut down on the windshield. Like, it's going to help you get warmer. It's like, no. I went inside, and I had my sleeves on, and people were yelling at me, you're a wimp, you're a wimp.
Yeah, I'm a wimp, okay.
And I cut them off.
I'm
like
a warm
idiot.
Wimp.
I remember going back and going, screw this.
Got my silks
my
on
sleeves
here.
On.
My silks on underneath
stupid.
Here. Layers. Just crazy.
Just be the smart one and put the freaking sleeves on.
All right, the M&M investment podcast apparently is out. So some people have already cut your pick. So we'll go around the table and we'll start with you, Lou, on the Patriots game. Who do you like and why? Both the spread and then the score.
Are we going to go against the spread and above the spread? Do both those?
We'll just go below the spread.
Below, okay. Right. Below.
I would go with 27-24. Yeah. Colts. Chargers. Chargers.
That's next week, maybe.
The Baltimore Colts?
27-24 Chargers. Write it down.
27-24.
Chargers.
Notice Lou's not a smart
and
thing.
Win.
I got to give him credit for this, and he probably got slapped a few times with the bucket shame over at NBC Sports Boston.
Chargers.
He now calls them the Chargers.
That's
he
it.
No longer calls them San Diego.
Did he notice my adjustment? I'm working on my craft. It's just the Chargers.
It's just the Chargers. No
27-24
Chargers. 27-24
Chargers.
It protects you.
Yes.
It protects you by just saying
slightly
Chargers.
In the over.
All right, big fella, what are you saying?
All right, so he said what, 27-23?
That's 27-24.
Oh, 27-24. Okay, I'm going to go.
Well, it's a push then, right? Is it four? The spread
the Chargers are getting
points.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You're right.
So I'm going to take it back. Crazy.
I'm going to go 24-21.
Okay, low score.
Who? Patriots.
Of course, they're going to the Super Bowl. He's going to go to the Super Bowl.
So ask me what the score of the Super Bowl is going to be. They're going
to
lose.
That was last week. I'm going to take the Patriots 23-20. They're going to be a lot of field goals. These are two teams that are going to have difficulty in the red zone. So a lot of field goals.
Okay, so you and I are buddies.
Couple touchdowns and a lot of field goals for New England.
You guys are friends.
Yeah, we're friends. We're the smart ones.
It's so cute. They'll lose.
See how you feel on Monday about that.
We will.
Wait, hold on. It's Thursday. He will change his mind. By the end of tomorrow's show.
Lou doesn't change his mind.
By the end of tomorrow's show.
Hold on. It's 2 weeks, Lou. He needs 2 weeks.
Wait.
The way I work is if they beat San Diego, then I'll predict them to win the Super Bowl. Like, that's how I work.
Again, put a dollar in the bucket.
Put a dollar in the bucket.
Yeah,
whatever. San Diego. Just say Chargers.
They're going to lose. It's going to come to an end, and it was fun. We'll see Bill next year.
So we won't talk to him again.
That'll be it.
Pats win this game by at least 2 touchdowns.
And it'll be sad, too. It'll be sad because it will be. I feel like this is still, and I just don't think it's going to go well. Their best chance. I mean, maybe their last chance?
You know what he's excited
next
about?
Next year? I don't know.
Next year, they're going to be strong.
They're going to be good again next year.
They're going to have they're going
to
be better.
I hate
to tell
people.
There'll be less question marks next year, I think.
They're not falling apart. They may not be the 14-2, the 15-1, 16-0, but they're not falling apart until this Brady guy falls apart.
We'll see.
And I'm not sure he's falling apart. People can talk about his age. He hasn't had as good a season this year as he has in the last two, but I'm not sure he's falling apart.
You don't want to hear about Cliff.
You know what Lou's excited about?
What's that?
If his prediction is right.
What?
You know what Tuesday's show is about? Ryan Brazier. Is he the closer?
Oh, man.
It's Tuesday.
No, we get right into it.
Wait,
what are they
going to
do with the bullpen? What the hell are they doing with this bullpen? Can someone tell me what they're doing with the bullpen?
I can't do bullpen talk.
Huh? Oh, you worried about the bullpen in the postseason? Look how it worked out. Now you're worried about the bullpen again. No, it's regular season's different.
I'm going to be real selfish. I'm with Wiggy. I want them to win by 2 touchdowns just so we can keep this thing rolling.
Please. Oh, that's right. Now you have a new reason to root for them.
Absolutely.
Close, buddy. It's a baseball.
617-779-7937. Right back to your phone calls. Your confidence level on the Patriots. And coming up in the next hour, we give away another one of those Tom Brady autographed footballs.